Legal English Basics, Unit 3, Track 3. People in the courtroom. Court trials are complicated and time-consuming. They are also costly and involve many parties, starting from the judge who sits on the bench and presides over the case. In the case of a jury trial, where there is a group of jurors who will decide whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty, the role of the judge is also to explain to the jurors their role and admonish them about the law. Everyone in the courtroom must say, "Your Honor," when they address the judge. Obviously, the parties also appear in the courtroom. In a civil trial, the parties are called the defendant and the plaintiff. In criminal proceedings, the defendant and the prosecutor are involved. In a civil case, the plaintiff brings an action against, meaning sues, the defendant, very often for monetary damages. In a criminal case, the prosecutor represents the interest of the Crown, namely the people of a given country, and/or the person who brought the case, namely the plaintiff. On the other hand, the defense barrister, who acts on behalf of the defendant, provides a defense case to show that the defendant is not guilty. The jurors make their decision on the basis of the testimonies of witnesses and expert opinions, as well as exhibits, namely physical evidence, presented to them through the trial. Before witnesses give their testimony, they stand in the witness box and must take an oath, which is a promise to tell the truth. The oath is administered to them by the court clerk, who is an officer of the court. Witnesses may provide evidence either for the defense or the prosecution. Persons called as a witness are required to answer the questions to which the court does not sustain an objection. If they refuse, the court may direct them to answer or to be held in contempt. Court trials are usually open to the public, which means that anyone can enter the courtroom and watch the trial. That's definitely an interesting experience.